Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything. life I knew to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you wanna be I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Hold your breath. Thank you.
which way to turn. I'm tired of the lessons that always burn. Can I walk on, stay strong? I pray to find a way. I'm gonna let the wind carry me, fly, born free, oh wind, carry me away. Wash away the fears blinding me, fly, born free, oh wind, I'm ready today. I get tired of everything sometimes. I get tired of waiting for my. Pushing and pulling me under, I'm over the line. I'm so tired of wondering why. Can I walk on? Can I stay strong? Oh, I pray to find a way. I'm gonna trust the wind to carry.
Welcome again to the Play Experience. They call me Ombasa Sofera. Who I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and always all love. Welcome, welcome, welcome again to this beautiful playground of life where we all are committed to passionately love and appreciate who we are. At the top, you heard George Skirillis with Pure Imagination, and you can find his music on evzinvictorzonemusic.com. And that was followed by Plunky with Forever in a Moment, one of my favorites. You can find Plunky at plunky1.com. That was followed by Wind with my good friend Sherry Marie. You can find her
always at sherrymarie.com. That's CHERIMAREE.com. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful spirits. We are so blessed to be loved by their music, you know, their gift to humanity. It's gorgeous. It's wonderful. I'm totally, totally, totally enjoying playing their music every week. Such gifts. Such beauty. I tell you, it's nothing like what music does for the soul. The language is so universal. It touches us everywhere when it reaches deeply within us. It resounds, it changes the resonance of our being. It can do wonders, magic, miracles, and mystery. As I say that, I feel that silent giant part of myself coming alive again. When I said magic, mysteries, and miracles, because if you were with me on the playground last week, I was speaking about this because it is such a subject now, I feel, because it's in our faces. It's not allowing us to forget that we have this masterful power within us. It's through no fault of anything that we haven't recognized it up to this point. But it's through the grace of it all that we can now accept that God, the Creator, the Source, dwells within us. I know for myself, it's been so many years that I was feeling like there was something that I wasn't hearing or seeing, and it was just beyond. I don't know about you, but it's always felt like it was just beyond, where I know this, the answer was right there. It was right there, right there, you know. I mean, consciously, I would think this. And then, blank, yeah? But that blank, I know now, was the intentional forgetfulness, the intentional when we come into this lifetime. The learning and the remembering of that self from whence we came. Where I talk about knowing who we are and whose we are. We belong to that source. We belong to creation. We belong to everything. Belonging. That's a foreign feeling when you have been so disconnected. When you have been feeling so separate and so individual. You know? And this collective consciousness that we are all a part of is all about oneness. It's all about connection. And it's time. It's time now. Because when we can tap back into that silent giant, when we can return to love, when we become that love, when we go through the recreation of ourselves and our DNA, when we begin to instruct in a different way, and not by default, but just by purposefulness and intention, saying, this is the way I see it to be. This is the way I choose. I decide. And therefore, it be so, because you are my silent giant. You are my love. You are my creator within me. And you say, it is so. No matter what I think, whatever I feel, and what I am emoting about, it comes to pass because you love me so much, great, wonderful one. We get to do that now. We get to do that now. It is no mistakes under the sun. I tell you, when I think about Sherry Marie and the song Wind, we were living in England, and it's when we started Life Conversations, is same city. Sherry Marie came to visit us, and she, so funny, the song, because that's the first time I heard it. She sat with her guitar right in front of the, we lived on the sea, the sea was our front yard, it was beautiful, and she sat on that that patio, and she sang that song so beautifully. And it's funny that she sang it like that, because it was June 21st, I believe it was. And yeah, the solstice, she came over, and we had, for the first time and only time when I was there on the, in Hastings, we had this big windstorm, if you want to say. That's the only thing I can call it, is a windstorm, because the wind was blowing so much that you could not, I don't know if you've ever been in that type of energy, but you couldn't go against the wind. I mean, it was very hard to go in one direction. The other direction, you were just being thrown down the street. So we went out on the pier. She and I went out on the pier, and we were like spacewalkers. It was so dynamic and so beautiful. I don't know about you, but for me, the wind is spirit. It's the breath of God, and it is totally orgasmic. Totally. I love it. Anybody who knows me knows when I go to the ocean, I just stand there just for, that's the first thing I have to do, just go open my arms and just allow that breath of God, that love, that spirit to flow through me. And it is the best. And that is what we're seeking today with this silent giant energy. This silent giant energy that brings love, that brings life, and breathes all the energy into us. The newness, the regenerating of ourselves, the healing of our hearts from grief and sorrow, the pulling on the information that's all around us, within the earth's core, on the land of the earth, there is so much information. This is not woo-woo. It's just what is. If you look around you, you see the truth. You see the masterfulness of all creation. It's there. Man, it's a tool. We are all one part of this whole thing. But it's through the mind of the Creator that all of this can actually occur. And so it's through the same mind, always, that anything can occur. So therefore, we can tap in. We can be tuned up and turned on to create, recreate, to recreate. That's really what it is all about right now, is recreating a new existence, recreating a new life for ourselves. I don't know about you, but I'm here. My name is Ombasa Sophira, and I am here, accounted for, ready, willing, and able to take it on. I'm flowing. You going my way. It's a beautiful thing. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today for Ancestral Blueprints at 12 p.m. Eastern on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today and how to bring awareness to the truths that want to be acknowledged. Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, 12 p.m. Eastern, every last Wednesday of the month on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
To God be the glory. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Are you ready to be transformed by the renewing of your own mind? By becoming one with the mind of God. See, the premise of this life conversation today is that each of us, every single one of us, has a hidden, powerful aspect of ourselves that holds potential, potentiality for our becoming the most efficient, powerful life artists. That's right, we're all life artists. That we can become the most efficient, powerful life artists we could ever be this lifetime. And what we're doing here on the playground is we're looking at the ways and means to tap into this major part of ourselves that creates worlds and universes. It created us. And this way, this is the way that we can create and have the ability to create a new and improved blueprint for living. Don't you want that? Wouldn't that be great? You see, this is the part of us, of ourselves, that we as medical intuitives, healers, counselors, readers, whatever, we tap into to get info for others, Yeah. But it waits. It waits available at all times for us to get tapped in for ourselves and become the soul healer for our own lives. I call it the silent giant because of its mystery and power. You know, it's just always been mysterious for me, as I said earlier. So this life conversation is about the process of accessing, harnessing, and becoming this power. You know? Did you know that there is within you the ability to see through the eye of God? That you have the power to activate that part of you? Whew. So I'm asking, are you ready to activate? I mean, you know, you just might say, well, no, I don't want no part of that. That sounds like blasphemy. Okay, well, you can hang up. You can click off. Because we're not afraid over here on the playground. Because by recognizing the truth within your body temple, you are prepared, yeah? You get prepared to let this truth in and become your own church within your own structure, your own body structure. To be your own minister. To preach to your own choir. Don't you want to do that? To be your own congregation. To baptize yourself with the love of God that dwells within you. Are you ready today? Okay? Ready to skip to another beat? To dance to another drum? To speak another language? The soul language of all the beautiful music that you hear that resonates with you. You can speak that language too. You're a life artist. You are a life artist. You're just as masterful as the music you hear, as the paintings that you see, as the speakers who speak so eloquently. It's just about activating your new blueprint for living. Where you are one with the universal mind, the mind of God, this mind that is oh so perfect, that you can always rely upon in all of your affairs. Always being able to go inside to a place of confidence and quiet security. A place where all things are all known and all understood. This is the God part of us, which responds to us when we ask for anything. When we think of anything, even the things we don't want, it responds. This is the part of us that knows the answers to all of our problems. I'm talking about inside, dwelling inside you. You have this part of you. Yes, I'm talking about it. I'm taking my time. I'm talking about it. I'm sharing it on this playground. And even now, as you think of your questions that you have in life, things that are burning questions, the answers are already speeding their way to you. They're speeding down the love HOV lane to you. You see, there's no need to really struggle for them. There's no need to worry about it. Because from that love HOV lane, the perfect time arrives. And your answers are always arriving just on time. As you see it, as they say, as you see fit. So it's wisdom. It is wisdom to give up our problems to this great mind of God, this source of all creation. It makes me feel tingly all over just to talk about it. It's so yummy to be able to have this conversation, this life conversation with you today. It is my indeed pleasure, plum pleasing pleasure, as I say. You know? It's wisdom to give up our problems to this great mind, this great mind of God, our source, and let go of the issues in our tissues, confident that the correct answers will return to us just at the right time. Because through universal law that you've been hearing about, laws of attraction and this and this, everything we need for our work and fulfillment comes to us without straining, without blaming, without shaming. It comes through having a new way of believing, if you want to say that, or knowing, in the strength of your knowing. Your faith makes it so, because fear and faith, they will never hold the same space. You can take that one to the bank. I'm talking about walking on water, people. I'm just saying. Okay? Because we always have this divine intelligence all around us. An intelligence that created all things is inside of us. It dwells, the energy of it all is in our DNA, is in our cells. And we can call on it for our every need. I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to keep showing. I'm going to keep revealing what it is that I'm knowing right now. You see, our new blueprint is our new way of being once it's created, you see. We're continually guided by it. We follow it. And it only, okay? Because remember, we are a new church. We got a new church. It's in our own structures. It's in our own being, our body. We walk around in our church. And we can't fail, because every time our feet touch the earth is holding this energy field, the same energy field that knows all, that knows everything. Yum. Okay? We're following it. It's our church. The love of God becomes complete in us. Yummy yum. Okay? Can I get an amen? Or not? I'm not attached. Because, you know, when the love of God becomes complete in us, sorry. Okay, I'm getting all choked up over here. Sorry. We begin to receive how humanity begins to serve us with the same love of God that we are giving. It's inevitable. Because when we tap into the love of God, guess what? We are going to emote the love of God. That's what we're going to give. You see, because with the old blueprints, we've been operating on the premise that the fear, you know, just through fear, that there wasn't enough, someone wasn't going to be or do something for us, that we weren't good enough. With this new improved blueprint that you're going to activate, we begin to enjoy all the riches of life. I mean, all the riches. Anything that your soul feels wealthy when you have. And we watch each day bring constant evidence of the power and the wonder of this universe within us. We're so, so, so confident. We see ourselves so serene and so sure that no matter what obstacle or challenge cross our path, we can simply now refuse to accept it and know that it's only an illusion, and know that there can be no obstacle or undesirable circumstance, situation, in the mind of God, which is within us and surrounding us all the time and serving us up whatever we desire. Are you ready today on this playground of life? Because if you're ready, we're taking the next step right here. We're becoming one with this universal mind of God, and we're activating our blueprint for living. We're taking the fearless road, the fearless journey. Indeed. Oh, I'm going to love you and I'm going to leave you just for a bit though. And we will continue our life conversation next week right here in the playground, because we are committed to release in the most powerful way we can. Yes, indeed. Dying to the old, releasing the old ways, the ways that don't fit anymore, life situations. Yes. Yes, indeed. We are releasing the life situations that we don't want to see anymore. We're going to become so much more. We're going to watch them as they are transformed into new ways of living. Yes? No judgment, just reality. Our focus, our flow is with the way of living that most embraces us, embraces and spirals our love. So let's just go on a fearless journey with yours truly. Yes, indeed. I'm going to love you. Yes, indeed. I'm going to bless you. And I'm always, always thanking the Creator for you. If you need me, call me. Ombasa@ombasa.com. There's much in store. I look forward to it. I would say I can't wait, but I can. Patience. All right, my friends. I'll see you next week. Ombasa out.
Walking. Walking along the shores, stepping forward, stepping forward in the waves, the waves that embrace. The waves that allow, the waves that accept, and as we move towards remembrance, remembrance of all that we are, remembrance of why we are. Seek to remember is right here. And as we move on this journey into the sun, we realize that the tools we need we indeed possess. We honor the fact there's no longer any need to look outside of ourselves, for we possess the tools of love. We possess the tools of trust, honor, and wisdom, all of which have, up to this point, been sought after outside of ourselves. We honor ourselves now. Being divine. Being born divine means that we are abundant in all the things we seek. Recognition of this will soar our souls to the highest realms of this universe and beyond. As we move forward on our journey, we pray for guidance. We pray for protection. And most of all, we pray for always being surrounded by the greatest tool of all. Praise be to the light of truth. And as the sun shines and permeates our minds, our hearts, and our souls, we allow ourselves to feel the waves under our feet, the waves of remembrance. We allow ourselves to flow as the waters flow. We allow ourselves to accept as the waters accept, with the ebb and flow of the waves. We take flight, we take passage, stopping only to reflect on what has been learned up to this moment. And as we grasp the understanding the lessons have brought us, we take the strength that comes from learning
apply this to everything, every situation we meet. Loving and trusting as we move forward. Perseverance in action. Each step deliberate as the last. For we know that our love for all that is will keep us walking through this life's journey. We know that if we stop, it's only to reflect. We never, ever have to go backwards. We never have to regret, for truly, there are no regrets. There only is. And we move forward without fear. We move forward to the source of life from which we came. Knowing that everything is evolving and revolving. Moving. Moving, moving, flowing, spinning, spiraling. We find peace knowing that what we want, what we desire, is only one step ahead of us. And if we keep moving, we will meet with our desire, and we will welcome our desire, and we will embrace our desire and know that we truly deserve our desires, giving thanks in each step for all the blessings. Breath, movement, sound, taste, smell, touch. We give thanks for perception, health, and the wealth of health. We honor and we give thanks. Always knowing that the solution always resides within the soul, and the song of the soul, if it is worn, we will soar and we will fly over each obstacle we encounter. Obstacles that in fact have come from our fears. Ah, these lessons in life. They are divine.
Life Conversations Radio. B
Be the change you want to see.